Okay. Going back to where we were up to the Rashi about Tanai. And the Rishonim speak out, I did do a little bit of research, even though I'm a little bit not clear yet. I'll be honest. I'll tell you what I found, and I'll tell you what I didn't find yet. Rashi said, we learned yesterday, that a Tanai is something that's biyadai and daita l'kaimai, something that he could and plans to keep. So if he says, this is your divorce on conditions that I will give you $1,000, since it's biyadai l'kaimai, he could keep it, and he plans to keep it. So therefore, that's called Tanai. Anything
that's okay.
That's Tanai. Works even if you hold aim Brera, this is not Brera. However, something that's out of his control, like on the condition that it rains tomorrow, right? That is out of his control. Therefore, that is not Tanai, that is Brera. That is what Rashi spoke out. Now, the problem with Rashi was, what if he makes it Tanai that she will give money? So the Rishonim speak out in Rashi that Rashi doesn't mean necessarily that he can keep it, but any of the people involved in the transaction can keep it. Since they have the ability to keep it, right, therefore it's called a Tanai. So even if he says to his wife, here's what you get on the condition that you give me $200, right, so it's a Tanai, because if she doesn't want to give it, she won't, and it won't be a get. And if she wants to, it'll be Daita L'Kaima and Biyada L'Kaima. She has the ability and she wants to. So therefore, it's called a Tanai, not Brera. That's what the Rishonim speak out in Rashi. That was one of the questions that people asked yesterday. L'Chaira, what happens if the woman makes it? It's a condition on the woman, and she is not in charge. In fact, the guy can give her a get against her will. And the answer is very simple. If she doesn't want to keep the Tanai, she won't, and the get won't be a get. And if she wants to, it's under her control. She can, and she wants to. It'll be a get. Then it's a Tanai. That's what the Rishonim speak out in Rashi. So according to Rashi, the insight is, it depends if the person, the litigants involved in the transaction. There's always two, one and another. If either one of the two have the ability and want to do it, that's called the Tanai.
Is this an academic question?
No, it's a very practical question. It's the old Abrera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tanai works. Okay. That's the kasha. Now, the problem I had with Rashi is what happens in the case when he says, I am writing to get to the one who I decide later. It is biyada l'kaima, and it is daita l'kaima. He knows he's going to make up his mind. Why isn't that a Tanai? Why is that Brera? I did not find anybody that addressed it so far. I haven't found anybody that addressed it. However, that's Brera. Why isn't that Tanai? It's up to him.
Brera only works if it's out of his control.
Again, we're going now, forget about Das Atzmei, Das Achera. We're not talking about it. We're going to the Amen that says, Ein Brera.
Okay.
Right? But Tanai works.
Okay.
So why isn't the case of the guy saying, I will write the get for the one who comes out, for the one I decide tomorrow, Tanai? Why is that Brera? It's up to him to decide. Why isn't that going to Tanai? I did not find anybody that talks about it, but I found the Ramban who asked the Kasha on Rashi and therefore goes in a slightly different direction. And maybe Rashi incorporates that as well. I don't know. The Gemara says that a guy can make a Tanai in a get if he dies or doesn't die. The Gemara calls that a Tanai. Frank the Ramban, according to Rashi, why isn't that Brera? It's not up to him. He doesn't decide if he dies or he doesn't die. So why is that? That's Ramban's kasha on Rashi. Rashi, who says that Brera means anything, Tanai means anything he can keep. So why does the Gemara later on in the ninth merit say that if a guy makes a Tanai if he dies or doesn't die, that is a Tanai, not Brera? Why? Therefore, the Ramban says that Tanai and Brera are different the following way. Tanai is either it will work or it won't work. And Brera is either it work one way or work the other way. Which means, Brera means either it'll be A or B. That's Brera. He wants to get to work, either for A or B. Tanai is, if this happens, it will be a get, and if it won't happen, it won't be a get. That's how the Ramban explains the difference between Tanai and Brera. So I think if you put the two together, it can work. Meaning, a guy who says, it won't answer Rashi from the Kasha of the Macy. It won't. But it'll answer Rashi that if a guy says, tomorrow I'll decide, whoever comes out of the door first, whoever I decide tomorrow of the two wives, the Gemara calls that Brera, even though it's up to him. Could be because, I don't know, I don't have a good answer.
Someone asked that question.
I didn't find anybody to talk about it. I said I looked around, I didn't find. I just said I agree with you, I don't know the answer. I spoke it out because I was afraid. If I don't tell you, you'll ask me the question. So I said I had the same question, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, I'll be honest with you. Again, Rashi says it depends on beyond the Lekaima and Daito Lekaima.
I call it Q. Q means something I can make an occurrence. Something has to happen.
Well, I can make the occurrence. I can decide which one.
That's not an occurrence. That's a decision. Something has to happen.
Maybe. I don't know. I have to be Magdalene. Back to the Gemara. So it says clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds, I'm going to tell you in a second, I'm recapping. Abaya said, maybe there's a difference between a guy who's Taylor B'das Atzma and Taylor B'das Achayr, and Rabbi said there's no difference. Rabbi Sharshi said to Rabbi, I think it was Rabbi Sharshi, he said to Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda does make a difference. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, in the case of, I will separate tomorrow, right? He says, that's Brera. Whatever I separate,
by the wine,
and yet in the case of a get, when he says, when he dies, it should be a get retroactively, there should be chal, the moment he dies, it says it is a good get, even though it depends on something that's totally out of his control. You're asking the same kasha as it's in his control to decide which wife to give the get to. Whoever answers one will answer the other. You're right. It's the same question. Whatever way we'll answer the question on Rashi from the case of whatever one I decide tomorrow will answer whatever I separate tomorrow.
That's within his control, no?
Again, it's the same question. A minute ago, I said I don't understand what Rashi will do with the case of the guy who says that depending on the future clarification of which wife I want to divorce. That's also in his control. That is Brera. That's what we said. Again, I walked in today and said, I don't know Pshat and Rashi, how Rashi will learn the case of Get. You're adding on the case of Truma, the same exact Kasha. But if you say Rashi agrees to the Ramban, that means that there's an other clause in Tanai and Brera, and that is, it depends if he says it'll work to either one of two, or if he says it either works or doesn't work.
Yeah, I thought we said earlier that if he decides which one wife, it's not going to be Brera. And if it just walk through the door, since that's control, it is Brera.
No. We said one is Taylor B'das Atzmai and one is Taylor B'das Achayrim.
Right.
So there's a reason to make a difference.
Right.
But the bottom line is the Mishnah said that that's called Brera. We said that that doesn't prove Taylor B'das Achayrim. That's what Abaya said. You can hold its Brera there and not hold its Brera when it depends on others. That's what the Gemara...
The Lumdus that we're having a problem with, that's the question.
Again. So the Gemara said clearly that the case of walking out, whoever I decide tomorrow, is called Brera. Whether it works or not is a different story,
right. But
it's Brera, right? According to Rashi, we have to speak out. Why is that Brera? It's up to him. I don't know the answer. And your question is the same thing. I can decide what to separate tomorrow. It's Biyadi L'Kaima, B'dayta L'Kaima. So why is that different? The only thing I can think of in the case of the Truma is because it's not Biyadi L'Kaima in a certain Tulugan. He doesn't know which Tulugan it'll end up. It'll be Tulugan out of the mix. It's not like he can for sure guarantee it'll be these two looking, but that won't help the case of the woman. I don't know. But what we're proving is that Rabbi Yehuda makes the difference between Taylor B'das Atzmai and Taylor B'das Achayrim. Therefore, Abaya's question on the Gemara before is a valid question. Zakti Gemara Amalei Rav Mishar Shula Rava. And Rav Mishar Shula again said to Rava, HaReb Shimon, oh, where am I up to? I'm up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line from the top last word on 25B.
Rabbi, question before the rest starts. Person could take his own life, so he has it within his power.
No. That's not what he said. He said, I died from this illness. That's what he said.
No, but even that, I mean,
he
shoot himself.
I have a second Tana that differentiates when he leaves it up to himself, where we say aim Breira. And when he leaves it up to something else, that we say it's okay to have Breira, which is what Abaye had introduced on the Amud Aleph, where, again, Reb Shimon was one of those three Tanoim who said that you can't do these Afreshes Truma based on future clarifications. Right? Reb Meir said you can. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yaisi, and Reb Shimon said you can't. So Reb Shimon had said that you cannot say the two Lugin I will separate is going to be Truma. That is Breira. That's what Reb Shimon said. And he said it doesn't work. Yet, Reb Shimon title B'das Asmi Lesley Breira, Hadam Marang, the case we just brought with the Kusi, the title B'das Acher Misle Breira, the Tanya, Hareini Bayalich, Amanashi Yitzhaba. I am marrying you on the condition that my father agrees. I am living with you. What? Could be either father. Makes no difference.
Makes more sense. The girl's father.
I think it means his father, by the way. Because the next case over there is Avicha. It's my father. Hareini b'yalech amanash yitzhaba. It makes no difference what he can say anything he wants. He says, I am marrying you if my father agrees. It means he made his kedushin dependent on future clarification of what the father will do.
Beyond his control.
Totally beyond his control. And again, I want to emphasize, the Gemara had said that that's bravery even when it is in his control. We don't know Pshat and Rashi, but the Gemara had said that future clarification of who the get is bravery. So, it's beyond his control, it's beyond up to somebody else. It's title of
Adas Akhira.
I thought
Rabbi said that anyone in the Ura considered their decision.
I have no idea what
you're talking about. The lady can pay.
Anyone who's a litigant, the father has nothing to do with this kedushin. He's not a prank, he's not involved. The man and the lady are involved in kedushin. Again, his own father, the man's father. Abba Bishloi Ratza Abba Kudeshus. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Ratzah Abukadeshus, Lai Ratzah Avein Abukadeshus. So here is Reb Shimon clearly saying that it works. It's Breira. Teretz is, it's Taylor Medas Acherim. So here is Reb Shimon differentiating when the guy leaves it up to his own future clarification or when he leaves it up to something else out of his control. Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon. So here we have a second panel. So Abaye said to Rava, let's differentiate between Taylor B'das Atzma and Taylor B'das Acherim. Rava responded, nobody makes that difference. So Mishashi said, I have two Tanoim that make that difference. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that when it comes to separating Truma, we say, doesn't work, Ein Breira. And they both say in other cases that it does work. And the difference is whether he's leaving it up to himself or he's leaving it up to something else. What? Okay, can we just, again, you're in midstream. We're leading a Gemara. Amalei, so Rav answered him, no. Beilu Reb Yehuda, Beilu Reb Shimon, lo shno toile b'das atzma, lo shno toile b'das acherim. No. They do not differentiate. They both hold yesh breira. In all cases. They have no problem with breira. They hold yesh breira. There's a machlokes tanoim. Some people hold the breira, some people, but nobody differentiates between Taylor B'das Atzma and Taylor B'das Acherim. Alright, what's the case of Truma? So why did Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say you can't say the two I'm going to separate later? V'hasa ma'inu taima, Because it's any time. I'm a little bit mayor. He had to buy the Shem Yibaka Noid. When him says that Shaisa told him Mufreya. There's another fear. He's eating, drinking wine based on the fact that he will separate Truma. What if the barrel breaks and he never gets around to separating Truma? That's the problem there. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon don't let him do it because if the barrel breaks, it'll never separate Truma. Therefore, they say you can't separate Truma this way. Remeir had said, we have a solution for this guy. He wants to drink wine. He can't separate Truma now. So let him say, the two I will separate later is Truma. The Tribune has a great idea. But what happens if the barrel breaks? Therefore, we don't want to let him do it. So the Gemara's answer is, the Tribune and Rav Shimon hold Yesh Breira. And they, in theory, agree to Remeir. That you can say, I'll drink wine now, and I will separate later. Yesh Breira. They hold Yesh Breira by title of Das Acherim. They hold Yesh Breira by title of Das Atzmai. The only reason they don't encourage Remeir's solution is because what happens if the barrel breaks?
Shimon.
Same thing.
The father.
He holds Yesh Breira.
But the answer no is just explaining that.
Again. Everybody acknowledges that there's a machloikas tanoim if yesh breira or ain breira. Everybody agrees that there are tanoim that say ain breira and there are tanoim that say yesh breira. That machloikas exists. Our question was, Abaye had offered that there's a middle shita of holding sometimes yesh breira and sometimes no breira. Abaye said that because you hold like our Mishnah that says Ein Breira does not prove Taylor B'Das Acherim.
I understand that.
A rubber response was there is no middle Shita. It's either Yesh Breira or Ein Breira.
We don't make a distinction.
Nobody distinguishes between the two. There's a Svara, but not every difference makes a difference.
I haven't finished.
Came along of Misharsha and said to Rava, I have two Tanoim that say sometimes Yesh Breira and sometimes Ein Breira. So you're telling me nobody differentiates? I have two Tanoim that differentiate. Zok Rava, they don't differentiate. They hold Yesh Breira everywhere. They always hold a Breira. The reason by the barrel they didn't agree was because they don't want a solution that might not work. The only proof we had that they hold Ein Breira was the case of the wine. There's a different reason for the wine. Not because you can't do it technically, it's because it might not be around. So we don't want to encourage the solution.
So Rav Shimon was one of the people.
Rav Yehuda, Rav Yaisi, and Rav Shimon. Yes.
Why isn't it just that the coin would take a loss at that point? The coin would
it's not true, never separated. It's Tevel. The Yid ate Tevel. It's Chai Misa. He did a B'Shaikik. It's usher to eat Tevel. Came along with a mayor, and he said, I can have the guy drink it now, and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that he's drinking Tevel. He's thirsty. He wants wine.
But even if the barrel breaks, chances are there's going to be some left over.
Not enough to separate 10 Meister, 9 Meister trainee. It broke. It's gone. It's all over the floor. So the truth is, what Rav is telling Rav Misharsha is really a brisa. The Tzani Taina, Amru Leila Remeir. They said that to Remeir. They said their reason. Amr Lahem and Remeir responded, I'll worry about it when it happens. Don't worry about such things. How many times do barrels break? So it's not a Breira discussion. So the question is, why do Rav Misharsha think it is a Breira discussion? So the Rishonim speak out. A lot of times, Tanoim say a reason that's not their main reason. Their main reason is Ein Breira. Or Yesh Breira. Right? Or Ein Breira, in the case of the Truma. They said to a mayor, even if you hold Yesh Breira, isn't there another problem? But that wasn't their main reason. That's how Rav Misharsha understood it. And Rava is answering, no, that's their main reason. So don't prove to me anything from the case of Truma. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold yes, Brera. In all cases, Truma has a separate issue. They don't want to take a chance that the barrel might break. Yes?
We're on the boat, and we saw the stuff I'll have on shore. I don't remember if it was a train or food. That'll be, I'll take the mafish from then. You know what I'm talking about?
No, they were mafish truma right then and there. The story you're talking about, they were on a boat, and they were mafish truma, they were seicher the chatzar, and they were mafish truma then.
But they were not near their land. They were on a boat.
Right.
So, was it payrolls at that time?
I don't know. It was off the ground. It wasn't growing.
Right. So, if it was truma, it was wine. Wouldn't they have the same problem, not knowing whether the payrolls...
It wasn't wine. It was tsuah. It was grain.
It was grain. And they're not worried about anybody stealing it or mice eating it.
It's in somebody's courtyard. In a locked courtyard.
It was probably safe.
Rashi. Such Rashi, 3-4 lines in the bottom. Chav Hamid Beis. Chadam Marba Lekeich Yayin. Hareini Bayalich L'Shem Kedushin the Isha Niknes Bebiya. He's marrying her through the act of Bebiya. Afo Pishol Eretz Abba Kedushus Dein Adem Asim B'Las Tevilas Nus. V'Gamar B'Libi L'Kedushin Gemurim Afilu L'Yer Tzaviv. Rashi has a problem. If you hold Ein Breira, then the Kedushin shouldn't work. Why does the Tanakhama say the Kedushin works regardless? The answer is, the guy doesn't mean his Kedushin. Nobody lives with a woman on condition. You live with a woman, you want to marry her. That's the Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it depends on the condition, even though that's Rera. Lai ratzeinim kadeshes, lai ba'al ala tanai, v'lai niskayim. V'chi ratzeinim kadeshes, but the father wants the Kedushin works. V'yavah got the mishas b'zila suffic reitza, suffic gaina reitza. We don't know whether the father will want or not. Aminin Huvra de Mishaz Vilava Kedushin. We say it's clarified now that it was a good Kedushin. Tvalum of Afreya, Shalor Huvra Truma Meyerlam, it was never clarified, never separated. Likshibaka, Kshiyavu Ledekach, Vade Tvalum Shasa. When it happens, that means he drank Tevil. Av Ein Lochush Lekach, Lashkiach Libaka. We're not afraid of that because it doesn't happen commonly.
What other type of food? Are you not buying bread food?
Before the Gzera, after the Gzera. At this point, it was before the Gzera, yes. And you had to separate from Trumas and Maestras. Again, and why would it be different? What do you gain by making another case?
It's not Buck on the Nose. Maybe it's not.
So if you hold Yajmera, then Yajmera. Then it's all Skivki Buck on the Nose.
So we're seeing now that.
That's what a mayor said.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda were worried about it.
Yeah. You know, it's like two wives have the same name, and we hushes that maybe the other wife it was it found it. That
I have no idea what you were talking about.
Said, but what's the likelihood of the same names? And then the other one found it. Is it this?
Was this the other person? See, I don't engage in just thoughts. I don't decide likelihoods. How do I know what the likelihood
right,
is? So I don't know if you can compare this likelihood to that likelihood. I don't know how often barrels broke. I have no idea. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are concerned, and Rabbi Meir is not concerned. So I don't know what the percentages of barrels that break are. I don't know that either. Again, but I'm not going to compare because I don't know. Anything I don't know, I won't lump together. Nothing important. Doctor.
It was putting me down again?
Oh, God, it's building you up. How would anybody say something negative? Dug the Mishnah weiter. Hakais of types to gitten. Now, the Mishnah will have numerous opinions to be clarified in the Gemara. So, the reason. What? Hakais of types to gitten. If somebody writes forms of gittin. He wants to prepare forms of gittin. That way, if somebody needs a get, he won't have to write the whole get. He just will have to fill in. What does he have to leave blank to fill in? Typhus is the non, is the form of the get. The thing that's there all the time. Tarach she'aniach makam ish, makam isha, and makam azman. He has to leave place for the man's name, place for the woman's name, and place for the date. Those three things have to be written lishmai, lishmai, lishem gerushin, or we'll see another reason why they have to go to a mayor, a blazer, we'll have to talk about that all, but that's what the Mishnah says. Those three things have to be left blank, cannot be filled in a form. You know, you can't, you go into a store and they said, they have signs that people can put on their door, and it says Dave's room, his room, and his room, and his room, and you pick your name. No, you can't do that with gittin. Write a whole bunch of gittin with all different names of wives and husbands and wait for the right wife and husband to show up. No. You have to fill in that when it's negei as a get. The reasons, the Gemara will explain. We leave it for the Gemara to do the explaining. Rashi, Kaisav Taisu gittin, Shesayferhu, V'naitul Schar, he gets paid. But writes as Yom Zemanim Loi, and he wants that he should have it prepared. Pamim Shad the Bala Seichroi, Utar Bishtar Sacherim. Because he has to make a living, and people are going to come and want him to do things, and he's busy. He won't be able to do it, so he wants to have it ready. That way he can just fill in the blanks. So Halacha is, Tzarech Shinich Mokam Ish, Shimroya Tagar Beneim, when he sees people fighting, Layayim Harani Kaisav Kalaget. He shouldn't say, oh, they'll probably end up in my room tomorrow. I might as well start now. But Gemara Mefarish, time in the Gemara will explain the reason. Tzarech Shinim, Mokat Vaiter. Zok the Gemara Vait, Mishnah Vaiter. Shtari Milva. He writes stars of loans. Tzarech Shinich Mokam Hamalva. He has to leave place for the lender's name. Mokam Haloiva. Place for the borrower's name. Mokam Hamoas. Place for the amount of money. And Mokam Hazman, the date of the star.
Check.
Blank check. Well, no, he's filling it in. He's filling in the check. He can't fill in the check.
No, I'm saying that the check has to be placed at the time,
placed
for how much money, and who I'm giving it to.
Okay.
My signature.
Rashi.
Mokum means place or name, or the amount.
Mokum means enough space. Place means space.
Okay.
If I leave space, I'm leaving a place.
The few of us have a lot of free time.
I don't know.
No, I'm saying
he's busy. That's why he wants to do it in his spare time.
The one that said he put the heat
in
there. You know what I mean?
No, he's telling you why he's doing it. He saw them fighting. He heard them fighting. In fact, Rashi's going to say why he would do it by the loan. He hears Reuven chasing Shimon. Can you please lend me $100? I'll write it. Then I'll just leave the date out. Star mukdam, it shouldn't be a predated star. Can't do that. What's wrong if he fills it in?
That's right.
We're afraid if we let him write all these things by a regular monetary star, he'll do that by getting also. Because by monetary star is you can write every name you want. As long as you don't give it to the lender, who cares?
And the date.
The date has to be left out because it can't be predated.
Right.
Everything else, you can write, Levi borrowed from Yehuda $1,000. Then you can have another star. Levi borrowed from Yehuda $100. You can have another star. You can write whatever you want. What's wrong? As long as Yehuda doesn't get it, who cares?
The
answer is, Star is
after getting. We had that before.
No, this is where we have it right now. We had a thing that
Star Starus and getting to be different.
Again, in the fact that Adam is here and not Adam is here. Again, you're comparing prunes and grapes.
Well,
I'm not going to say apples and oranges anymore, you know what I mean?
Mean
that was the only difference we had. We had other things that were different. Whether you could be signed on a scratched it out, signed, oh yeah, whether you have to say before the next up. We had all kinds of differences. It's a new difference that we never had.
And
so you want all the differences in stars and get? We can go through the last 24 blocks and find the differences.
We're saying now,
Moshna. Igneira, for the cipher.
Right.
Again, because you make Xera in one case, doesn't mean you have to make 18 Xeras.
You explained something in the past, I just want to know. What's the difference between
Xera and Takana? Takana is not necessarily based on a fear. Xeras are based on a fear. Some Takanas can be Xeras.
This Rashi just read.
Right, we're afraid if we let you do it by stars, you'll do
that,
it by hitting.
That isn't takana.
That's a fear.
But that isn't takana.
Again, I'm not going to be linguistic here now. To me, it makes no difference.
I'm not asking linguistic. I'm asking,
what is
takana in the Mishnah?
We haven't gotten to the word takana yet.
No, I know, Rashi didn't. We didn't?
No.
I'm sorry.
You're ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
You're ahead of me. Okay. So, I haven't gotten to Takana yet.
No, wait.
Right, next case. Story Mekach. If you have a star of sale, again, you're walking in shul, and you hear two people talking about an impending sale. You say to yourself, I got to write it out. Tzarek Shiyaniach Mokam Alekeach. You have to leave place for the Alekeach's name. Mokam Amaycher. Leave place for the seller's name. Mokam Amoth. How much it costs? Malkam Asada, exact field. Malkam Azman, the date. Mipnei Atakana. Now, the Gemara will ask, what does Mipnei Atakana mean? The Gemara will have multiple pshatim, so we're not going to explain it.
What else is in the Mishnah besides these loan documents? That's all
there
is. There
is a template of a form. You ever read Ksuba?
I have
Ksuba. Okay, Ksuba has the same thing. Name of the chassan, name of the kala, the date, the location. And besides, okay, so every star had all those things. And I will back it up, and I will make sure it doesn't happen, and it's, nobody has a claim on it. All these things that were in the form of a ksuba again.
It's a fine print, you know, in a contract.
By the way, we do that by ksuba. We have form ksubas. You go to Grand Genegg, he's paying for this. And you you buy yourself ksubas, cost $3 or $5, whatever he charges. No, not much more. It's not true. And, what?
About $3.
Yeah. And you come to the chasana. And usually they bring two or three copies in case they mess one up. Right? And they fill in the name of the person, the name of the husband. Now, you really could write a form of ksuba as long as you don't write the kanina, which is what we do. We fill in everything. Then we call the adam over. They watch the kinyan, and then we finish the star. But really, you could fill in the names if you want to. People rewrite ksubas all the time.
Sure.
But we have this. We have a form that we fill in these essentials.
Right.
You leave out the word kayan, you're supposed to say that now. You just forgot to say it. I want to remind you, you say this every time we talk about ksuba. What if you leave out the word kayan, there's a word, you know, word. I just reminded you what you're supposed to say. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Paisubakulak. The Yehuda says all these are possible. Even if you left places for these things, you cannot write templates.
Nothing.
Rabbi Lazar Maksha Bekulon, and we don't know what that means. Rashi says as long as you leave these places, he agrees to the Tanakama, Chutz Migite Nashim. By get, he's Machmer, that you cannot even write the typhus. Shedemar, because of Lal Lishma, and he wants everything written Lishma. And we will see the Gemara will do all the explaining of this Mishnah. So according to the way Rashi learns, we have three opinions in the Mishnah. Tanakama says, you can write templates for Gittin, you can write templates for Shtaris, if the right word is template, I don't know if it is. Template for Shtaris, as long as you leave the essentials unwritten. Rabbi Yehuda said, you cannot write templates, period, not a thing. And Rabbi Lezer says, you can write templates for everything. Gittin, we don't want you to write templates.
Even the typhus.
Rabbi, the content is usually called boilerplate.
What's it called?
Template is boilerplate. I mean, that's
sorry?
The language. The standard language is called boilerplate language.
Boilerplate?
Yeah, that's the content.
Boiler as in the boiler where you cook?
Yes.
Boilerplate. Okay, thank you.
The Chalampot.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we're in the middle of Rashi. Natakana, Bekamar Mepharash Ahefikai. Paisel Bekulam, Bafilin Niach Mekai Mesalolu. The time of the fire is the Gemara will explain. He's not saying you can fill in the essentials. Now, Rashi speaks out, it's rabbinic. There's no biblical requirement for the typist to be written Lishma according to anybody. But by Gittin, we're more afraid. The Gemara will say, how does that explain Reb Lazer? He's not allowing you to write the boilerplate when really there's no reason to write the boilerplate Lishma. So therefore, the Gemara will explain what does he mean with that. So we'll leave it for the Gemara. The Gemara will do a wonderful job. This is Reb Lazer, yes. This is Reb Lazer. And he owns the custom has to be in the writing. But the retirement is the writing. Everything else is not essential. I hate to use the word not essential. It's not subjective.
But here's he's saying that even the typist has to be the Shema.
Again, yeah. Rashi says because it's a Gzeira. I'm reading Gemara and Rashi. Rashi explains to Reb Lazer that really typhus does not have to be Lishma. But it's Gzeira.
Because he holds
Adam Zirikarsi,
that why?
Not why. Adam Zirikarsi made you need more Lishma in the writing. Rameir holds Adam Zirikarsi doesn't care about the writing.
Just the signatures.
Reb Lazer is the one that cares about the writing. But even he only cares about the tariff.
Here we're introducing now that even the typist was...
And the question, Rashi explained, it's rabbinic. But then Rashi's bothered, so what does the Gemara mean, Bikshum Shenemar? So Rashi says, the Gemara will explain. Rashi has a problem, it's rabbinic, why is it same as Shum Shenemar? So Rashi says, give the Gemara a chance. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tzarek Sheyaniach Atmok Kamarat Mataras Nukol Adam. So Shmuel says, there's another thing that the Mishnah wants you to... The Mishnah didn't mention it, and I don't know why. But you have to leave the space to write the words V'hari At Mataras Nukol Adam. Those words have to be written subjectively for this man and this woman.
That
Shmuel is saying that's part of Tairif. Now, is Shmuel saying rabbinically and added Takana? The Mishnah didn't mention it, right? Shmuel's mentioning it. So this is, you can, what, I'm sorry?
If you learned it part of Tairif, then it said it.
Again, it has to be written for this person.
Something that's the same in every text.
Let's step back. Again. Rabbi Kaiman, can you give the Gemara? Can you give the Gemara 1 minute?
Okay.
Reb Lazer he the Amr Adam Asira Karsi, Rabbeinang Ksiva Lishma. So Shmuel is saying Shat in our Mishnah is Reb Lazer talking. According to Reb Meir, according to Shmuel, you can write whatever you want, names, dates, do whatever you want, because the writing is immaterial. Skip separate date. The writing doesn't care. We don't care if it's written Lishma, it makes no difference. You can write that Baruch or Dan wants to divorce Shmita, it's fine. And when Dan wants to divorce Shmita, he'll want to divorce her. And if he doesn't want her, he won't. It doesn't make a difference. You don't need to write Lishma. As long as the signatures are Lishma, it's fine. So according to Shmuel, our mission is not Remeir. Our mission is Reb Lazer. Reb Lazer says it has to be written Lishma. So what parts have to be written Lishma? So our Mishnah says, the parts that are subjective, his name, her name, date. Shmuel adds, another line has to be written Lishma. The words, you are mutter to everybody, which is in every get. But even though that's not subjective, but that's called the essential of the get that has to be written Lishma. That's what Shmuel's telling you. Again, can I please finish? Again, I'll get back to you. You understand what I'm saying? Hello, am I answering your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Your question is, he's not mutil chalazim, he's not mutil to his brother and to his son and to his thing, right? Again, it means, as far as being my wife is concerned, that's over. You are not prohibited because you're my wife. As far as my wife is concerned, you can marry anybody you want. Now, there might be other restrictions, but that's not mine. That wasn't my fault. A husband bans his wife to every other man. He's now removing that restriction.
Kohanim are automatic.
Whoever she's banned for different reasons, she's banned for different reasons, but not because of him. He's out.
No.
Yeah.
She's the one that made her get mad.
But now she's finished. She's not bound. She's not bound to him.
But he's the one that made her.
That's a technical thing afterwards.
The whole love that she's saying is not true.
Look, I know what he's asking. I understood him.
She can still marry Cohen. It'll be toll based.
It'll be valid, correct. But that's not what he means. He means, as far as bond to me is concerned, it's gone and over with. That's all it means. Rashi. Av malka mariat muteris. Shagam ze ikra shoget.
That's
L'shem
Gerushin.
Is that what that means? When you say L'shem Gerushin. No, L'shem Gerushin means he writes the name L'shem Gerushin. He writes the date L'shem Gerushin. That's what it means. But we're adding, Shmuel is adding a line to the Mishnah. He's saying there has to be another line that's written for this man, this woman, L'shem Gerushin.
Lump that together.
Shmuel,
L'shem Gerushin.
Right.
But that's on the
name,
so
that's. Well, Shmuel adds this line.
So that's part of that, part and parcel of it.
Shmuel is saying this is part of the essential.
If you don't have that line, I was focusing on that L'shem Gerushin word.
Well, Pashtus from this Gemara is mashma, it's not a kosher get without that line.
Because
that's the essential of the get. You are now permitted to everybody else.
Being that the get didn't have that line, is it still a get, or
is it just from this get? You want to know what the Gemara seems to say?
The Gemara seems to say this is very essential.
Yes.
As an addition to what we have so far. I mean, it's not everything that says it. And the Rabbi Yehuda are much more.
Again, so I don't know if anybody argues. Tysus points out that in the old get, it wasn't there.
And it was still a good get.
And Tysus says, because they wrote other languages that said the same thing.
If it didn't happen, would it still say that this is a get between him and her?
Again, so
I don't know what a get
says. A get is supposed to. There's a whole 10 lines of a get. Now, Tysus says that since the 10 lines really repeat all this over again, so this is not as a set. By the way, Tysus is talking about that they wrote the whole thing Lishma and Lishma. They didn't have forms in the days of Tysus.
Is it 12?
In other words, it wasn't a standardized.
There was a standardized, but it was written for every person subjectively.
Okay.
So that's for sure good.
That's different than a pre-written get that's
correct. Correct. Pre-written get means it wasn't written for him, and it wasn't written for her, and it wasn't written for these two people. So Shmuel is saying this line has to be written for him, her, and Gerish.
So that has to be left out in the form.
Right. We don't write forms today.
No.
We do write Harei on the Teres L'Cholob. It's there.
Let the sovereign write to get the same whoever comes to get it.
That depends on Brera, meaning the shame whoever commands me to write a get for his wife. If he has this name and that name, the Gemara doesn't consider that Brera. I mean, interesting Shiloh, I never thought of it. Maybe. We never had that case. Rashi. We did. Rashi ate a Messira Karsi. Hilkach, the custom law, Lava Chasimakoi. The Chasim is Adam, Elamidi Reciphrum. According to Blazer, signing again is only rabbinic. They take an ilum to prevent future problems. We had this earlier in the Masechta. The Rabbi Lazar says, the reason we sign a get is that later on she'll be able to validate it, but not because that makes the bill of divorce. Kasavla means the main part of the get. The main part of the get is the subjective part of the get and the line, Hari Apotaris L'Chalava. Now there's more written, but that's not the main part of the get. That's the boilerplate. Zakti Gemara Vayit. Rabbi Yehuda Ksiva L'Shma. Now, that comes out that in the last two brachim, we had multiple mishnas that Shmuel learns goes by Reb Lazer. We had the case of Mechuber, Ein Kaisvin, Kasvin Benasnala. So Shmuel said it's going like Reb Lazer, and he left out the tariff. Right, you're supposed to not write the Mechuber, but if you do, and you leave out the essentials and then write it afterwards, it's good. That was Mishnah number one. We had Mishnah number two on Dav. So Shmuel said he left out the tariff. And again, that's going like a blazer. And now we have our third Mishnah that says you can write the form, leave out the tariff. Comes along, Shmuel says, this is Reb Lazer. Three times, Shmuel went to the Mishnah and explained it like Reb Lazer. Twice in the second barak, once in the third barak. Sakta Gemara et Shvicha. And he had to do this all three times. He had to do it in the first, meaning our problem is, why couldn't Shmuel just say, Mishnah is like Reb Lazer? Why did he repeat it on that Mishnah? On that Mishnah, and on the third Mishnah. You told us already. That's Reb Lazer. Obviously, telling... Yeah, but it's the same flow of Mishnahs. Usually, the Tana is the same Tana that goes along. The answer is, each case has something that makes you think that this might be different. Because there's something written in that Mishnah that says, no, it's not Reb Lazer. Shmuel has to come along and say, it is Reb Lazer. So the Gemara will explain why saying it once doesn't tell us about the second time, by saying it the second time doesn't tell us about the third time. Uchvicha. Niyashmin and Hachkamaisa, which was the case of Mechuber. If you remember, it said do not write again Mechuber, but if you wrote it and gave it to her, it's kosher. As Shmuel explained, it means don't write anything because you might forget and write everything. But if you wrote the typhus and then took it off the tree and then gave it to her, wrote the tariff and gave it to her, it's kosher. That's how Shmuel explained that Mishnah. Because it says don't write, then it says do write. So it's going into writing, so it makes sense. Typhus and tyrus.
So anything written prior is not called a seed, basically. It's not part of the
Kassim. Exactly. Okay. I will save with the Tani Shein Kiyam Aget to all the Kassim. But the second Mishnah ended up with the words that the Kiyam Aget is with signatures. Hello, signatures. That doesn't sound like Reb Lazer to me. Sounds like Reb Meir, who talks about signatures. Amir Reb Meir, the main chasimikars. Therefore, Shmuel came along and said, Chaisimov doesn't mean that. Chaisimov means finishing the get. He retranslates the word Chaisimov. But you can see why, if you looked at that Mishnah, you would say it has nothing to do with the previous Mishnah. This is Reb Meir speaking. So Reb Shmuel had to come along and say, no, this is Reb Lazer. Because it means the finishing of the writing. V'yashmina b'ahi, he not be a kumukul Reb Lazer. Avoha, aimim with the savor Reb Lazer, avarash alav Reb Lazer. Here the Mishnah ends Reb Lazer machsher. Chutz. That means Reb Lazer is not the first Tana. So you would say the first Tana is not Reb Lazer. Comes along, Shmuel says, no. First Tana is Reb Lazer also. Alright, the second Tana is Reb Lazer, we'll deal with that. So three times Shmuel had to point out it's going like Reb Lazer, in order to avoid you thinking that they don't follow a sequence. Shvicha, we'll talk about Rashi tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.